right, I done cracked my knuckles. I done cleared out the room. I'm ready to do me some law, man. Action! Just a word of warning, it can get dangerous in here.
I start, you better give me room and you better stand back from the Sennheiser because I might start sweating all over ya when I start slinging lead. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap out a gun and pin on a bird and become a lawman. Well, it's the middle of the night. You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you find yourself straddling your wife, just wailing. She wakes up and goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? Say, oh, honey, I must have had a nightmare. I'm tired. I didn't mean to fat your lip like that and knock those teeth out. It's the job, baby. It's the job. You know, when you're surrounded by perpetrators that want to move in on you and rearrange your face. Sometimes it's hard when I'm sleeping. I can't. The danger of walking into an alley with nothing but your gun and a flashlight. As you put some ice on her lip and goes back to sleep. Drift off for about an hour, and then you pick her up and, in a trance-like state, you throw her across the room into the dryer! The noise wakes you up. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to rupture you that disc there for you. Oh, so, you know, the pressure of driving 90 miles an hour, huh? You like to be able to snap of a finger. One false move, a tire blows out, a kid runs out in front of the squad car. You put that thing in the ditch. You're done. You're hammering on the highway. I'm sorry. It's affecting my sleep. She says, well, I'm not sleeping in the same room with you anymore. If you're going to get violent in your sleep, I can't. Hey, don't worry, baby. It's over. It's over. Hey, look, I'm handcuffing myself to the bed. There you go. You sleep for about 20 minutes, you reach in the nightstand, you grab your revolver, and you just take the room apart. She grabs you, honey! Honey, you're shooting up the house! Hey, sorry. It's the job. It's the job. She said, well, maybe you ought to get some help. You say, help? I don't need help. But you hurriedly dress and drive away. She takes it upon herself to call your captain and say, Captain, my husband would never come to you for help, but I think he needs help. I mean, you know, all that driving at 90 miles an hour, the shootouts, the robberies in progress, being attacked by gangs in alleys, I think it's taking a toll on him. The captain says, what do you mean gangs in alleys, 90 miles an hour? He's been working in the fingerprint department for the last 6 months. You got it. That night while you're sleeping, your wife grabs the nightstick and he's like, well, you wake up screaming, she licks you, she says, I don't know what it is, all that ironing must be getting me, it's driving me nuts, so knock it off before I take you that dead and forget.
Opening the Bit Vault, the Best of Grease Man show on DC 101.